Welcome to this special edition of the Joe Thomas Hour. We've had many big guests on the Joe Thomas Hour, including Emmy Award-winning journalists, but none bigger than the Big Tuna himself, the NFL Commissioner, Roger Goodell. Thanks to Roger Goodell for joining me on the world-famous Joe Thomas Hour. We're discussing all the most controversial topics in the NFL today, so we'll see how you do.
I can't wait, Joe. Let's have it.
All right. First big question here. What is the best thing about being the NFL commissioner?
Being involved with the game, it means so much to so many people. The players, the coaches, the fans. The game just means so much to people.
Who is the most famous person you have in your phone?
Jim Brown.
I like, great answer. He knows his audience. How much money do you have in your wallet right now in cash?
You want me to check?
I would love you to pull it out and show us. Oh, there we go. Oh, 20, 100, 200, 300. Oh, my gosh. Look at all this.
100. That's 104.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's a perfect amount. What is your middle name?
Stokey. How you like that one? You don't need a response to that one, Jeff.
I'm not sure what that is.
Stokey.
Is it Irish or what is it?
No, it's Scottish.
Scottish?
It's not my, that side of my family's from up in Rochester area.
Family name?
Family name.
That's cool. All right. I know you loosened up the rules on celebrating this offseason. So if you scored a touchdown in the NFL, what would your touchdown dance look like now with the new expanded rules?
You know what? I'm sort of like AJ Green on that one. I'm handing the ball to the official.
Okay, I like
right
it.
Right here. I'm giving the ball to the official.
I like it.
You know what? I can't dance. Here.
I was a big fan of Barry Sanders, and he always did that.
I agree with that. You act like you've been there, right?
That's right. Although I've never been there.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of people there.
Thank you. All right. How many of the Browns' 16 Hall of Famers can you name in the next 10 seconds?
Jim Brown, Paul Brown, I'll go Mike McCormick, Ozzie Newsome.
Pretty good. Not bad. You missed Lou Groza. That was a big one.
Lou,
he was the other big one.
Yeah.
All right.
We're out of time, though.
Yeah, so. You already had your 10 seconds. Sorry. All right. Be honest. How good do I look in a top hat?
Really good. Really good. I don't know what the question mark's for, though.
Because I'm the question master.
I wouldn't wear it around too often, though.
Looks good on you, though. You get a free bowl of soup with that hat?
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, you're at the karaoke bar. It's 1:30 in the morning. What's your go-to song?
Oh, boy. It's been a long time since I think the last time I did karaoke, I was actually in Japan.
Really?
I think I sang Moon River.
How does that go?
Moon River? Andy Williams? Moon River, wider than a mile.
Hey, that's pretty good. Not bad. Yeah, I liked it, though. All right. What did you think of my performance in dodgeball last year at the Pro Bowl?
Joe, you know, for a guy who came up with the concept, I thought you'd be a little better than that.
You know, to be honest, so did I. I was pretty embarrassed with my performance.
Practicing? You ready?
I've been loosening up my arm. You know, some of the guys have been giving me some tips.
Well, I hope so, because I got to tell you, Joe, I was a little disappointed. But I got to tell you, you know what? The idea was awesome. You know what? I never saw the guys have so much fun. So hats off to you. Not that hat. You keep that one on.
I thought I was a pretty good athlete, and then I went out there with a bunch of Pro Bowl receivers and quarterbacks, and I was humbled very quickly.
Yeah, well, I think you're a little over your head on that one.
All right. What went through your mind when you were at the NFL draft and Danny Shelton gave you a big bear hug and tried to squeeze the life out of you?
I was just talking to Danny about it. I'll never forget it. You know what? It was. I'm usually ready for it. It's the first shot that I'm ready for. Danny sort of let me down, and then he picked me back up again. So the first thing was, am I ever going to come down? And not on my head. But it was great. It was great. I always have a good time with that.
Well, that's great. Now, the tagline for the show is, it's the best 2 minutes of your life. How close to the best 2 minutes of your life was that?
Other than my wife and kids, Joe, you're right up there.
Well, thank you so much. That was quite the honor. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.